Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
This is the day that the Lord has made,
and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to all of our ministers, all of our deacons, mothers, saints, friends, evangelists, to our intercessors, to our youth, praise God, to our evangelists, to our prophets, to all of the men and women, friends and family at ADM Ministry, I bid you a good evening. Good evening to our international listeners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, Illinois, and Delaware. Good evening, good evening, good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And I just like to tell you that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, oh glory, hallelujah, where would we be? Oh, bless his holy name. Because he saw fit to wake us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. When we look around, praise God, everything is fitly and jointly into place. Oh, bless his holy name. See, God is a God that sits high and looks low. Praise God. And he has made this new day new for each and every one of us. This day, he is doing a new thing in all of us, internationally, nationally, locally. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. For we lift him up. We give him honor. We give him glory. We give him the praise. Because he is holy and he is awesome and wondrous in all of his works towards us, the children of God. God bless you, Mother Helen. Good evening.
God bless you too, Pastor Smith, also. Good afternoon to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come give you the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Carolyn, and each and every one at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you. God, just thank you for another blessed day, God. Thank you for keeping us, God. Healing and protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank, come thanking you for all things, God. We realize, God, you didn't have to do it, but you did it on the way, God. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every child that it is today in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for saving our youth at a young age, God. We thank you for teaching them at a young age, God, so you can guide them to the road that they need to go. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for each and every youth that it is, God. We realize, God, you're doing a new thing in these last and evil days, God. We thank you for what you're doing. Instead of all, God, we lift up every minister that it is, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continually to do a new thing in them, God. Continue to let them step on the wall like never before, God. Let them cry out, continue to cry out your truth, God, in these last and evil days, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your chastising, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let us lean on you like never before, God. in the name of Jesus, God, continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Continue to pour your godly love into the motion, God, in us like never before, God. So as we walk, God, let the people see the light of you inside of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for our family members today, God. We realize, God, we have some that's out of order, God. But let us continue to pray like never before, God, for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let us see the manifest that will come forth in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to cry out like never before, God. God, we have to realize some better pray for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you're bringing the backsliders back to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the Maria family today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up this young man of the most, God, has lost his mother in grieving. God, we ask that you put your loving arms around him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and let him know everything's going to be all right. We realize when death comes, it's not so easy, God. But what we will depend on you, God. And the Lord say, God, realize all things, he goes on that. It's for our good. But we realize that you don't make no mistakes, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you touch his heart, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for every saint that it is. God, we lift them up high into you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to march on like never before, God. Let us continue to push like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we realize this old fleshly body get tired sometimes, but our spirit is willing to push on like never before. So we say thank you, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We realize our sickness is already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We might be aching sometimes, God, but yet and still we stand on your word. By your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being a mind regulator, God, for us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being a heart fixer. How we thank you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. We lift up the homeless to you, God, the one that's in the hospital, the one that's in jail, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to make a way out of no way, God, for them in the name of Jesus, God. And as you get ready to unlock the jail, though, God, when those young men and old men come out, God, oh, God, we pray that you have truly made a change in their life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for a well-made up mind. In the name of Jesus, God, to keep pushing and going in the way that you will have us to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the food that you have provided for us, God. As we realize, God, so many don't have food. And so the one that don't have food, God, let us continue to pray for them that you'll make a way out of no way to put food on their family's tables. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for everyone that has an ear huddle of O'Shea today, even the internet, God. We pray, God, that you touch, make a way out of no way for them, God. Whatever their needs are, God, we pray, God, that you provide for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we just ask you today, God, to have your way, God. Have your way, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, oh, shine down, but your will shall be done in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this day, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for that prayer. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for that corporate prayer coming from our own Mother Jackson. And in the Holy Spirit, we ask that you come now, touch, deliver, heal, answer right now, Holy Spirit. Every prayer, every request, every desire, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you come now, glory Yoruba. Have your way. Have your way. Come, Holy Spirit. Break up the fallow ground. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Holy Spirit, you have total access. You have total access right now. So come. Come right now. Deliver. Heal. Set free. Renew. Reprove. Set at liberty. Set at freedom. Holy Spirit. Move right now. Glory. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. We can do nothing until you come, Holy Spirit. Come in the midst right now. Glory. Hallelujah. Internationally. Nationally. Locally. Holy Spirit. Come right now. In our prayer rooms. In our prayer closet. On our jobs. Wherever we may be. Holy Spirit. Come and have your way. Upon us, your people, right now. We need you, Holy Spirit. Right now. We need you. Oh, glory to the Most High. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've come to see about us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've come to rescue us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've come to renew our hearts, to renew our minds, to renew our thought process. In the name of Jesus, have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Do your work right now. It's all about you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we know that you are sent down from heaven, from the Father, through the Son, to come to do what you need to do in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, overflow. Overflow right now in the name of Jesus. Overflow your anointing upon each and every one of us. And we bow down at your altar, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit move right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, Yoroboshanda. We can't do nothing, Holy Spirit, without you. Nothing, Holy Spirit. Now hold us, caress us, move us, shake us. Right now, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Get it, Eboshanda. Get it, Eboshanda, I say. Get it, Eboshanda. Yes, Holy Spirit. That one that thinks that they're losing their mind, Holy Spirit, send forth your peace. Hey, glory. Send forth your love. Oh, glory. Send forth your peace, Holy Spirit, right now. Do it, Holy Spirit. Do it, Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within each and every one of us, in our homes, in our marriages, in our families, in our husbands, in our wives, in our children. Holy Spirit, do it right now. In our leadership, Holy Spirit, glory, hallelujah. Wake up the fallow ground. Yes, Holy Spirit,
yes, Holy Spirit.
We thank you.
Thank
and we
you,
praise you. And we glorify you. Because without you, Holy Spirit, on our side, where? Glory, hallelujah. Where would we be? Hallelujah. So come, Holy Spirit. Come right now. Move on your people right now. Oh, glory. Do what the God from above, from heaven, has sent you to do. Right now, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we praise you, Holy Spirit,
thank you, Jesus,
for caring,
Thank
for
you,
loving,
Lord. Thank you.
For grace.
Yes.
For mercy.
Yes.
For
Lord.
Goodness.
Yes.
For kindness.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
For meekness.
Mm. Thank you.
For long suffering.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
For
yes,
your love.
Lord. Lord. Yes.
Oh,
Lord.
Your love that
yes,
captured
Lord.
Us. Holy
God.
Spirit. Have your
yes.
way.
Yes,
have your
Lord.
Way. Right
yes,
now, Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Baby,
touch
Lord.
Right now. Oh,
yes,
glory.
Lord.
Somebody needs your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
somebody needs just the touch
yes,
right
Lord.
Now from you to
yes,
make everything
Lord.
All right, to
yes,
show
Lord.
Them the way. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
And to make
yes,
everything
Lord.
All right.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
We
Jesus.
Pray to Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
Right
oh,
now,
yes, Lord.
We thank you and we
thank
praise
you, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
In
yes,
Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
We thank you
yes,
and we praise
yes,
you.
Lord.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. Thank
yes.
God. Oh,
thank
glory.
You,
oh, glory.
Thank
nothing
Lord.
Like being in the presence of the Lord, being touched
yes,
by His Holy Spirit,
yes,
that
yes,
the anointing
yes.
flows
thank
all over
Lord.
Us
thank you.
From the inside out, from the crown
yes.
of our head to
yes.
the sole of our bare feet.
Jesus,
we thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
And we
yes,
thank you,
Lord,
Lord
thank
Jesus. For that comforter that you've sent.
Thank you.
For that comforter
yes.
to guide the
yes.
way.
Yes.
For that comforter
thank
to give
you,
us love
Lord.
And peace
yes. thank you,
and joy. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Lord.
We thank you. We thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Oh, bless
thank
His holy
you.
Name. Oh, bless His holy name.
Yes.
Oh, bless His holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm
thank
blessed.
You.
What about you? I'm
oh,
blessed.
Yes. Yes.
How about you? In the
amen.
Holy Spirit. Oh,
yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, thank,
thank
you.
You,
Jesus. We
yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
we thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
As you prepare the way. Oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In all
you,
situations,
Jesus.
At all times, we give your
yes,
name the praise,
yes.
the honor, and the
yes.
glory. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Well, we're going to move right along. Praise
amen.
God. And
yes.
we have a treat for you all on tonight. Praise God. As we bring forth our own minister, Shanita Ponton, praise God,
amen.
That she come
amen.
In her own
amen.
Way to break the bread of life around the
amen.
Table of the Lord. With us on
yes.
tonight, let us receive our own Minister Nita in our own way. God bless
amen.
You, Minister Nita. Praise God for you. Oh, bless His
praise
holy name.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. God bless each and every one of you. It's a pleasure and an honor to be online with you all tonight. And I humbly come before you this evening to give you some nuggets. And my topic is when you're in right standing with God. And the text that I chose is 2 Kings 4, 8, verses 8 through 37, the Shunammite woman. There's a lot of scripture, so therefore I will be skipping around. But the main point that I would like to share is while this woman was going through riding, literally, riding through her storm, she remained confident and focused, and she only took her petition to the man of God, the man of God that she confident in. For when she first met him, coming into the city to do work for God, her and her husband, she petitioned her husband to build on a place for this man of God to stay. And because of her hospitality, he chose to bless her with a son. Now, that's a big thing because at that point in time, her husband was an elderly man. So back in that time, if you didn't have a child, it was shameful, an embarrassment, a curse. So this guy, due to her hospitality, due to her recognizing the man of God and his work, her showing him reverence each time he came in to build a home, a place for him to lay his head and to eat, he in turn blessed her with a son. But as time went by and the son grew older, the son got sick one day. And when the son got sick, he was out in the field with his father, and he told his father that his head was hurting. The father had a servant to take him to the mother. The mother sat there with him for a little bit, and he eventually died. The mother didn't go back to the husband. I want us to get this. I want us to know, go into scripture, and let me see. It says the father, hold on. I'm sorry. And okay, let me just paraphrase it. I'm so sorry. But basically, when the father, when she went and she told the father when the son had died, she told the father, just get me a donkey and a servant. The father said, why are you going to him today? It's not the Sabbath, neither is it the new moon. Her answer to him is, and that's verse 23, and she said, it is well. Then she said, saddle a donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When she got to the man of God, the man of God sent his servant Gazi to ask her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And her answer was, it is well. So his point to that is that in the relationship that she had built with him, she had enough trust in him to know that whatever her issue was, which was her dead son, she knew that she needed a supernatural. She didn't need something that man could do for her. She needed to go to the man of God, the man that God chose to bless her, to receive a blessing from him. But doing that, she didn't go. Her words was to her servant, drive fast, don't stop. She didn't go to Peter and say, Peter, my son died. What can you do? She didn't go to John and say, John, my son died. What can you do? She didn't go to Mary. She didn't go to Martha. She went to the man of God who her trust was in. And once she got to the man of God, his servant before him to lay his staff on the boy. But her words to him was to Elisha, I won't leave you. I promise you on my soul, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. But the reason that Elijah sent Gazi, because back in that time, the staff was like a representation to come back and say, okay, well, the prophet is going to come to do what he needed to do. Okay, so when the prophet did get there, she still had enough confidence, enough trust, that God was going to do what she knew that he can do. Not man. I'm going to keep reiterating that. The thing of it is, she was in the right place at the right time, praying to the right person, remaining focused at all times to God. She didn't look to the right, to the left. The scripture clearly states she wanted him to go fast to get to where she needed to be. She didn't need anybody else stepping in the way for her. She didn't need anybody to stop and pray for her. She knew God had put enough confidence in her by blessing her with her miracle baby. The miracle, a miracle took place when
So therefore, that's why she kept going. She kept her mouth closed. She went and she spoke only to who God put in place for her to speak to. She didn't even have a lengthy conversation with her husband. She went straight to God. So what I say to you all today, saints, when you have a petition, as myself, when you have a petition, you need to go before the Lord. You need to take that petition to God. You need to sit, lay it on his throne, and ask him to take you through it, to ask him to give you peace through the midst of your storm. Don't ask him to take the storm away from you, because, see, once the storm is taken away from you, you're going to go through it again. But at the same time, you got to be peaceful. You got to be humble.
Yes.
You got to go in humility before the throne of God and trust the person that God has put before you to be your leader, to be your shepherd, to be the person that's going to go before you in times of need. I'm not telling you not to go to God yourself, because that's the first thing I said. But understand, God used a prophet in this situation. God uses other people to bless us.
Amen.
But if you're busy, if you're always talking, if you always into something, or you're doing just being busy, when you have a situation, your first humanistic nature is to call your sister, to call your mother, to call your brother. Pay attention. She went to the man of God. She did not go back to her husband and say, "Our son is dying." She said she had to hastily get to God. So I say to you, to each and every last one of you all, whatever your petition is, we know that God is always in control of each and everything. All we have to do is remain focused, be confident, trust and believe in who God is, not second guess him, trust him, build trust. How are you going to build that trust? You're going to start an intimate relationship with God. You're going to talk to God. Even though he knows everything, he still wants to hear your voice. And then you're going to believe that God still can perform miracles. So on this day, my word to each and every person is to take up how the Shunammite woman did. Don't sit, don't talk this, don't do that. Take it to God. Take it to somebody that's going to work in your favor. Someone that's going to have a communication with God. Somebody that God is listening to. Somebody that God knows that is faithful and that is true. Take it to God.
Amen.
And with that, I say, continue to be confident in everything that you do, confident knowing that God hears our prayers as long as you are in right standing, knowing that he forgives us, and knowing that he would never leave us nor forsake us. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
The faith and confidence as the Shunammite woman, to believe that she needed to take it to the source to get what she needed from the Lord. Praise God. Amen, amen, praise God. Our apostle on Sunday was talking about that inner and outer circle. Praise God.
Amen.
We got to know, amen, who to put in on our inner circle in confidence where we can go and get a prayer through. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Because those that labor on the outside of the circle, does not have our situation at heart. Praise God.
Amen.
But we got to go that we know that God, oh glory, hallelujah, is going to hear that prayer the first time. Amen.
Amen.
And that when he heard the prayer, and the man of God stretched out his eyes and his hands, praise God, flesh on flesh that the child needs seven times. Amen.
Amen.
And woke up. Praise God. Amen.
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 Got to have the faith of the Shulamite woman. And we talked about that too on Sunday, during our Sunday school. Faith the size of a mustard seed. That's pretty tiny. That's pretty minute. But you know what? In the eyes of God, that little bit of tiny mustard seed faith is so great.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We thank Minister Shanita. Amen. For coming forward with that word, praise God. To give us, amen, that we can go forward, amen, and that we can press forward, amen, knowing, praise God, that God is always by our side, amen, and that God will use whom he please, amen, praise God. But we got to be paying attention, oh glory, on the inside where our vital interest is, on the inside where that core is, where we truly serve God. And believe in him that what he said he'll do, that when we come and we ask, that he'll do just that and even more on today. Oh, that's a blessed word there on today. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you. One more time.
Thank you,
bless his holy name.
Hey, thank you.
Bless his holy name. For God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. To know that you know that God is on your side each and every day, that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. What a wonderful and gracious God we serve. Amen. So that when we pray to God, that our seed fall on fertile ground. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. And we thank you, Minister Newton. We thank you for that word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's something, amen, to start us and to get us crunk on this Monday.
It is.
Amen. To take us on through the Tuesday. Praise God. Amen. For God is here. Amen. Never leave us nor forsake us. What a mighty God we serve. Well, I tell you what. We had a blessed time this weekend, Saints. Let me tell you, we had our first annual ABM talent show, and the Lord came in and blessed, glory, the little children, the Holy Spirit falling on, bless his name. The little children God used, praise God, to shake up that fallow ground. Amen, praise God. Amen. To get the atmosphere stirred. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Well, I tell you what, if you missed it, God knows you missed something good and something great. Amen.
Amen.
But I tell you what, you need not fear, because all you got to do is connect down in Neat Bone Valley. Praise God.
Amen.
Tell God what you need.
Amen.
Make your petition known. Hallelujah. Believe by faith that he heard it and that it's already done. Praise God. And he will answer your prayer on today.
Yes.
We thank God. We thank God. Amen.
Yes,
for everything. Everything. We thank God.
Yes,
on today.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you on today. For we serve a mighty God. Amen. And we thank God, amen, that he's doing a new thing in us
yes, he is.
On today. doing a new thing to take us just a little bit further in Him. Oh, bless His holy name.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Tell somebody, I am blessed, and you are too. Amen.
Amen.
I am blessed, and I know my church is as well.
Amen.
And we ain't talking about the building. We're talking
Amen.
About the sheep of God's
Amen.
Pasture. You,
yes,
you,
Lord.
And you. Praise
Amen.
God on
yes.
today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Oh, bless
Amen.
His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. We thank
oh,
God.
Yes.
For all of His wondrous acts, the grace and the mercy that He bestow upon us, we do give Him praise. And what a mighty God we serve on today. Now listen, I want you to come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. Where we can meet the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we thank God. Amen. For everything and everybody on today. Now, when you go away, tell somebody that you love them, and God does too.
Amen.
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 Well, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Amen. And don't forget the family prayer. Jesus is going to meet you there. When we gather around the altar, don't
yes.
forget family prayer. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you until we meet again.
Amen. Bless.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to torn in pieces. It's my offering.
have much to bring. My heart.